Viewer discretion is advised for this Love Theme podcast. The content may contain discussions and sensitive topics related to relationships, dating, and love. Some content may not be suitable for all listeners, especially those uncomfortable with open and vulnerable conversations. We encourage our listeners to practice self-care and to reach out to a trusted friend or professional if they need support. You have no friends, you have me. Welcome to the Lost Lover Boy podcast. Welcome to another episode of the Lost Lover Boy podcast. Listen, first things first, I want to apologize that today is not Monday. Today is Tuesday. Look, I apologize. Forgive me, please. I've been all over the place, ripping and running, doing things that I never saw from my life until now. I've never imagined to be a model in a fashion show, but God damn it, I was a model in a fashion show. I don't believe I look the way y'all gauge me, but I am grateful for y'all seeing what y'all see. I'm honored, I'm blessed, I'm thankful. Y'all has helped turn some insecure young man into some, you know what I'm saying? Y'all still feeding the insecurities of that little boy, and God damn it, the world is, you guys are good to me. God is good to me. I say it all the time. I'm living in this abundance. I've been taking pictures and being in videos and hosting shows and everything. And it's all in direct correlation with the brand and, you know, just being a lover in general, just an advocate of love. I say it all the time. But today's on this episode, actually, let me finish that idea. The idea was yesterday, this video did not come out because I wanted to take a moment and preserve a little energy for being a father. Yesterday, I got my son back from his mother, and I wanted to make sure I had enough energy to give him. Y'all know my baby like playing Mario. I don't want to burn out all the energy I have on a weekend hitting the gym and bettering self if I'm not bettering, you know, my relationship with my son in the same regard. So I had to postpone Clubhouse. I had to, you know, delay this video from actually touching the public. But just know I appreciate you guys for being patient with me. And I think that's the beauty of everything that's going on and the beauty of the lovers themselves. There's a bunch of empaths, you know what I'm saying? People who have the ability to feel that same emotion or connection that other people feel. So I'm grateful for you guys. Cannot stress that enough. Honored, blessed, and thankful. But today on this episode, we're going to go over why that man may not be taking you as serious as you like. We're going to go over, you know, a few things so you can add to your repertoire that'll get that man to take you a little more serious. Because believe it or not, men have this ability to gauge what's in front of them like right away. They'll know right away where to place you in their lives. And let me tell you something, baby, he will only place you where you allow him to place you. You feel what I'm saying? He cannot put you third in a race that you did not enter. You understand what I'm saying? If you get gunning for first, baby, and first is the only option, you're going to be first. But I'm going to give you a few things to help you solidify that idea. And the first idea in that is understanding that a man will only take you as serious and value you in your worth as much as you value yourself, right? How you treat yourself is a direct correlation of how other people treat you, will treat you. They say, what was the phrase in like kindergarten? Treat people how you want to be treated, right? Treat yourself how you want to be treated. I don't think they stressed that enough. They didn't really flip that coin. You treat yourself how you want it to be treated. You hold yourself to a certain standard so nobody can come in and tell you what you deserve or what you're worthy of. Let me tell you something, baby. If you was rocking Louis before I got here, what you think that man gonna get you for your birthday? What you think that man gonna, he ain't gonna shoot lower than you already, than you valued yourself at. You understand what I'm saying? So the thing about it is, how you carry yourself, your presence, your demeanor, everything, your social media presence, everything plays a factor in terms of how that man sees your worth. How you see yourself is how other people will see you. If you think you the motherfucking Queen of England and you deserve Queen of England treatment, God damn it, there'll be no man to come in that'll remain in your life not giving you that treatment. You understand what I'm saying? So the first thing you can do is up your self-worth. You know what I can't make this shit any clearer. Like me, myself personally, I'll give you an example for myself. There's a lot of places I don't eat, right? There's a lot of, I may go to McDonald's for Logan, but you won't see me you know, devouring a goddamn some chicken nuggets up out of that, I just don't fuck with it, right? So nobody can come in and tell me I'm worth these chicken nuggets. I told myself I wasn't, goddamn it, I ain't. It ain't, it's not for me, right? And that's the same with everything else. What's meant for you is meant for you. That treatment, that self-worth, the worth you gain, you know, in the eyes of other people, that's you. You're in direct correlation of that. You're in direct control of that. Like, think about it like this. It's just like the working world, right? You'll never get a job, right? You'll never start orientation for a job you did not apply for, right? If I said I'm better than McDonald's, I've never been hired at McDonald's because I've never applied to McDonald's. You understand what I'm saying? And that's out of self-worth for myself. Not to say there's anything wrong with anybody working at McDonald's now. Because if it's for you, it's for you. It just wasn't for me. Fast food just ain't my industry. You know what I'm saying? I can't dive into that. But again, like for example, if you're working a job and you leave a job, right? Let's say you leave a job that making $70,000 a year, right? 9 times out of 10, you're going to find, even if you're looking to up your pay, you're going to find jobs in that similar range. You're never going to go from $70,000 to $500,000 unless you start a business for yourself and up your value in yourself. You see, you're only going to be valued as the last placement, right? So that job that you're applying to now, I'm going to ask you, oh, how much was you making at this joint? Oh, they value you at this? That means that's an accurate assumption of where your value is. But no, you determine your value. If you want to go from 70 to 500,000, you establish that for yourself. You be the footwork. You be the CEO in establishing what your self-worth is. You understand what I'm saying? So the number one thing you can do to make a man respect you and take you serious is value yourself. That's up your self-worth. You understand what I'm saying? Number two is for a man to see a woman who knows what she wants, right? It's as simple as put, right? Just like you never know what you want to eat, right? You never know what you want to eat. Oh, anything's cool. See, that's the thing. Ladies, we be out. You'll agree to a date. Right. And when that man asks you, you know, what you in the range? Oh, anything's cool. No, anything's not cool. Tell that man what you want. Tell that man what's going to make you feel, you know, full or whole. Because you tell that man anything's cool, he take you off ice cream and you be hungry all day. Anything wasn't cool. You understand what I'm saying? So you got to know what you want coming in. And that's just not, you know, materialistic things like purses, bags and shoes. That's just not food, activities and restaurants. That's in life. You know, if you preaching, you want to get married, you want to get married, you know what you're going to do? You're going to scare off all them niggas who ain't in the range of that. You automatically fence them out, right? They can't even enter your yard to get into your house because they know they don't meet this certain parameter. You understand what I'm saying? It's a filter system, right? And we filter and shit right away by knowing what we want, what we will and what we won't deal with. That's knowing what you want. If you know you don't want a motherfucking to deal with a man who's not a good father, he filtered out. Let that be known right off top. Say that's what you want. You understand what I'm saying? If you want a man making over $100,000 a year, like I told you, it's a little, you know what I'm saying? I always preach this. I highly recommend asking for all you can give. Become what you're asking for. I will always preach that. But if that's your wants, those are your desires, you let that be known up front. That's the filtration system to get to you, to get to your front door. You gate it. Listen, you ever seen a motherfucker how a castle is protected? Right? You're the castle. You ever seen how a castle is protected? There's a motherfucking bridge that comes down. There's a brick iron wall that's surrounding this motherfucker. There's what they call the little motherfucking river pit with the alligators in it that they gotta hop. There may even be a dragon in the back of this bitch. That's the filtration system, right? Whoever makes it to this castle was able to slay all of this shit. And that tells you they were worth it for me. But all I'm saying is you gotta put those wants and desires down. That want in letting it be known. Okay, I want this. I want marriage. Boom. That's the gate. Okay, bet. I want a good father. Okay, that's the bridge. All I'm saying is you have to be able to put that filtration filtration system in place so nobody gets in that's not worthy of being in here. You understand what I'm saying? Nobody gets in that does not fit the parameters of you see fit for your life. I hope that's making some sense. I hope y'all understanding what I'm saying. I hope y'all grasping that concept. A woman knowing what she wants is a very important factor. And for a man to see it, okay, now I have to get her what she wants. If I want to get into this castle, I got to cross these wants, request. I got to get past this first. Do I fit in this filtration system she got going? And the beauty about it, men who will not fit will automatically rid themselves. Oh, she want a relationship. Hey, listen, man, I ain't in the habit of a relationship right now, so let me go on about my merry way. Say that's what you want up front. Let it be known. Let it be vocal. Be vocal in it. You know what I'm saying? Like, put it out there. Because nobody can tell you you're wrong for putting it out there. Let me see. What else? What else can I think of for you guys? So you got, number one, a woman who values herself, who knows her self-worth, right? Then you got number two. You got a woman who knows what she wants. You understand what I'm saying? Huh? That those are really two major ideas, and I hope y'all standing firm on that. Number three, I would probably say a woman, and I'm gonna try not to phrase it so similarly, right? But let me touch on one thing about that woman knowing her worth. Let me tell you something. A man, think of it as a dealership, right? A car dealership. Nobody walks in a Lamborghini and sees the price tag on a window and say, that $250,000 you got right there, I'll give you 30. It don't happen. You don't haggle. There's no haggle in this. Your worth is your worth. Your value is your value. There's no haggle. You don't let niggas come in and tell you what you think they worth. You don't let niggas come in and tell you what they think you worth. It don't happen like that. This is a no haggle guarantee. No haggle price tag. Because you start to haggle a Lamborghini, they're going to look at your ass like you stupid because they know the value of this car. You must know the value of yourself in that same regard. You understand what I'm saying? You must know the value of yourself in that same regard. Don't give niggas the opportunity to combat. Don't give niggas the opportunity to put an offer in. Oh, nigga, this is not it's not Facebook Marketplace. You don't put what you want and then we meet in the middle. There's no meet in the middle. I desire what I desire because my self-worth is what my self-worth is. Nobody can tell you that. You understand what I'm saying? Let me think. What else is there that a man knows to take a woman serious? Okay. Here's a good one. A really good one. In terms of taking a woman serious, right? Major thank you for listening to this episode, but we'll be right back after this break.
Are you tired of toxic people on the internet?
Yes.
I'm Reagan.
And I'm Chesco.
And we are the hosts of the Mr. Pick Me and the Man Hater podcast. These nicknames were lovingly given to us by a troll on the internet, even though I don't hate men, and Chesco's already been picked.
Together, we discuss some of the absolutely worst people on the internet and laugh along the way and try not to cry.
So if you want to laugh with us
or cry,
then check out the Mr. Pick Me and Man Hater podcast. Bye.
Bye.
How that woman is able to communicate plays into a big part, right? And I'm going to touch on two different aspects of this, right? So how a woman is able to communicate. If me and you can sit together and make arguments sound like conversation, oh, this is a good thing. Oh, this is healthy. I like this, right? Me personally, I'm speaking from personal preference. I like this. This damn near turning me on. I ain't even gonna lie to you. Because maturity? Is this maturity I'm sensing out of you, girl? Hey, what's sexier than maturity? I don't know. I told y'all, I want me a 93-year-old woman. Ability to pop the teeth out. Ain't none sexier than maturity for me. Huh? I want my baby to be able to take them teeth out, put them in a nightstand. Y'all know what I'm going to say. Listen, there's no greater love than taking that teeth, the whole glass, taking the whole glass, put that motherfucker in a dishwasher. Baby, your gums going to be squeaky clean by the morning. I got you. Let me take care of you with your mature ass. You understand what I'm saying? No, back to the conversation, though. Maturity is a very, very important aspect to how serious a man is able to take you, right? To how serious your ability to communicate, I want to say is like 70% of how serious a man will take you. Even your dialect, even your dialogue, even the way you speak, your vocabulary plays a major part, right? Because intelligence, maturity, all these things are attractive, right? And baby, if you could make me feel like you could teach me something, goddamn, we might. Girl, listen, we might do a little more than last. We may got to go. I might have to put a ring on and lock this in, because there's things I firmly believe in relationships. It's a two-way street. So as I teach you things you may not know, you teach me things I may not know, right? Me personally, I'll teach my wife about all I know in terms of finance, business development, marketing, you know what I'm saying? All of these things, real estate, all these things I've learned that she may not know, you know? And baby, all I need you to teach me is a little bit of self-care, a little bit of, you know, discipline in terms of what I'm putting into my body, into my health, into my, you know, structure, into the way I'm presenting myself to this world. You help me be a better man, I'll help you be a better woman, you know? And the thing about it is maturity is a big, big factor in it. The way you communicate says so much about you. And I don't even think people understand that. You know, there are certain things I won't say online out of respect for a woman I have not met yet. There's a reason online ain't got my nudes. Yeah, I got some. Everybody got some. But it's a reason they not online. You know? You know what I'm saying? It's out of respect to that young lady I've never met yet. She gonna get them. You gonna get them, girl. You know? But it's not for everybody. It's certain things. Listen, I tell you, you have to protect your future. Protect what you know is coming, right? Protect the image of that person. That's how much I love you, Ms. Wiley. I'm protecting you right now. I was protecting you coming up. I was protecting you the whole nine yards, right? Because I know you'll be able to communicate, because that's a requirement for me, you know? And just like I said about that filtration system, it automatically filters you out when you can't communicate. It automatically filters you out when you can't open up and let me know how you feel about something. Because I am a very, very easygoing man. I am a very, very easy to talk to man. I'm not angry. I'm not loud. I'm not aggressive. I want to know what's going on with you. Because 9 times out of 10, it's a simple fix. 9 times out of 10, it's a problem I would love to solve for you, because now you're going to look at me and be like, damn, this man is gentle in the way he speaks to me, in the way he solves my problems. Absolutely, baby. I'm going to be gentle all which ways. Every way I hold you is going to be gentle. You understand what I'm saying? But a woman knowing how to communicate is the door opener for that. And I'm going to call it a different one, but I'm going to call it the same. Knowing how to communicate, right, is being able to communicate without your emotions consuming the conversation, right? If you don't like something, baby, you don't have to approach me like, I ain't like how you did this shit, and you always do this motherfucker. Baby, listen, whoa, slow down. Slow down. Let's get a grip on things. You know what I'm saying? We do not have to, because me personally, I don't know about other people, but me personally, my whole life, I've always been the type of person to say, always been the type of person to say, if you say something to me, you better make sure you mean it, right? If you're going to call me out my name, you better mean it, because I'm going to believe you meant it, right? And I'm going to hold you to that. If you say you hate me, oh, goddamn, I'm going to think that the rest of my life. There's no going back on that. If you think I'm a bitch, you think I'm a bitch, huh? You know what I'm saying? I'm going to hold you to that, because I am not a man who says things out of emotion. I am not a man who will go beside myself in words I may not mean. What I utter out my mouth is exactly what I mean to say. you know? And so I need me someone who knows how to communicate outside of their emotions. Don't get me wrong, you understand how to express your emotions, but you're not speaking through them. See, when you start speaking through your emotions, imagine speaking through anger, right? You know how they say you get this liquid courage? That's speaking through liquor, right? I don't need you to have a funnel before it gets to me. Don't change it before it gets to me. Give it to me exactly how it was. Give it to me. This is what I firmly believe. If you love a person, right? Your message, your delivery, your tone, your all of those things will always reflect that. Right? So if you get loud and aggressive and da da da, and you feel as though I'm your enemy, mama, I'm your enemy. You've made that clear. Right? But if you lead with love, if everything's led with love, you're gonna bring it to me oh so respectfully. Even in moments you felt disrespected. Even in moments I felt disrespected, I will always bring it to my person respectfully. You understand? Does that make sense? Because the ability to step outside of yourself, the ability to step outside of your emotions, is one that we forget so often. But it's the way to reach the bottom. It's the way to reach that, I don't even want to say the bottom, it's the way to reach the middle ground, the solution. Because so many times we get in these arguments or we get in these debacles or debates and conversations and entanglements and conflictions and all of these other things. We get in all of these fucking situations and you never see the resolution in it. You never reach a bottom. We just fucking argue until, this is how relationships be working. You know, we argue until we don't want to argue no more and then we separate. From the first argument, I want it to be so healthy that they get washed. We're washing. You know what I'm saying? Instead of piling clothes on clothes, we're washing, baby. Wash, rinse, and repeat. We washing, you know? So it's always fresh to us. The new argument ain't the last argument. Yeah, we got past that when there was a resolution there. We made it through that. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's really what it needs to be. Learn to not speak through your emotions. A man will respect you more. Value you more, value, you know, the words you speak when they don't come from emotion. You know, he'll allow you. See, everybody got this idea that men are supposed to lead and men are supposed to lead only. No, it's moments in life. I'm gonna need my wife to lead me as well. Help gauge me through my emotions. I may be angry at some shit and it's you who may need to keep a calm head to calm me down. You know, but if you have a great hold or control over your own emotions, oh, that bodes well for both of us, baby. I trust my heart in your hands, knowing you know how to hold your own. Right? That all depends on how serious you're taking. You know, another thing, another way to make a man take you serious, let it be known that you're just not a yes woman. You're just not here to agree. Like, if you have a different perspective, opinion, I love, right? When I'm saying something and I could be angry about it, or I could be upset about it or calm about it. I love the idea that somebody could step in and tell me, well, you should also try to look at it this way. You know, it's incredible what that does. You know, it opens a man's mind up to think outside of this frame he's boxed himself into. All I know is red. When you mad, right? Say you mad about something at work. You mad, all you know is to be mad. But imagine you got somebody in your face to say, well, did you really look at it in this perspective? Did you really look at it in this light? Instead of you getting home and be like, yeah, baby, this shit fucked up. And she like, yeah, fuck them. Quit right now. You know what I'm saying? She might be telling you quit right now. The job, you need to feed your family. That's why you need someone in the picture who's just not going to agree with you. They're going to correct you and tell you when you're right or when you're wrong. Because that correction is the learning experience. That correction is where you develop and you learn to be a better man or a better woman. See, if you meet a man who has the ability to tell you, baby, no, that's not the right way to be looking at that at all. If you meet a man who has the ability to say, baby, I don't think you necessarily, you know, that ain't it. You have to understand it's coming from a place of love, because a person who did not love you, they just gonna nod their head. I remember, like, in a past relationship, I told the person I was dating, like, I don't believe this person is your friend. They always agree with you, and I know you be wrong sometimes, and they still agreeing. You know, and then, you know, it came to light that I don't think this person is my friend like they say they is. I'm sure. I tried to tell you. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, sometimes people got to see it how they see it. But just the idea that, you know, a person can point out something you may not see, or you may not even be attempting to see, is a major green flag. And it's a big, big factor in terms of who men take serious. See, when you fall all over a man, you just may have that ability in you to just agree with everything he says. You may want to agree with everything he says, but it's not always the right thing to do. It's not always what that man needs. You know what I'm saying? And that's just the reality of the matter. He may need you to correct him so he can do better going forward. You understand what I'm saying? And I don't know, man, there's so many things that can help a man gauge your just put you on a level of being taken seriously. Let's run over them motherfuckers one more time. Look, it's knowing your self-worth, right? It's knowing what you want, right? It's goddamn knowing how to communicate, knowing how to speak outside of your emotions, right? And knowing that your thoughts, your opinions, your own preferences and ideas upon what this man is telling you matter, and matter enough for you to speak on them. Those are a lot of things you can work on, you can do, you can develop, you can grow. All of those things to help man take you more seriously out here in his dating world. Right? Because if he only seeing you as a first night, you know, there's something you're presenting that's making him see you in this regard. It's this one girl that my brothers was talking about. Not my brothers, like, you know, I'm speaking of Justice and my boy Rich. There was this young woman they were talking about. In terms of a yes man, they was like, that is one of those women that you do not play about. As one of those women you do not play around with. And you know, because of how serious they take themselves. And she was a very disciplined woman. Well, she is a very disciplined woman. You know, she is a very self-respected woman. She seemed to know what she wants. She seemed to know her opinion matters in moments. And man can see that without having a conversation with a woman. I think this is an incredible, incredibly powerful thing. I just want you guys to put your best foot forward in terms of, you know, how you see yourself. In terms of how you allow a man to see you. And I know most people be like, fuck, that nigga don't give out his opinion, no way. But when you're dating and you're out looking for love, you want to be respected in every regard. You want to be looked at like the princess you are. And you are a princess. So please understand that, you know, these ideas are just helps. You may have all these things, you know, covered already. And if you did, goddamn it. At least you got to see my face. At least you got to say hello. You know what I'm saying? Thank you for tuning in regardless. For everybody who's new, I hope you enjoyed this episode. Thank you very, very much for the love, the support, for everything you do. Don't forget to subscribe. Send this to a friend. You know, We're growing. This is a space that's growing. I'm grateful. I'm finna start vlogging. Yes, guys. I can't wait. I got a camera. In April, the Dreamville Fest. I'm vlogging that entire festival. Well, the entire little trip. I'm also vlogging the following weekend. I'm taking Logan to Mario World, you know, with the family. I bought the family, everybody flights. I'm excited about that. I'm grateful that I can do some stuff like that. And yes, my baby get to go to Mario World, and he's so, so fucking excited. It's actually for my nephew's birthday, but I'm vlogging that as well. I'm vlogging, you know, getting in the gym, and I'm vlogging these shows and these photo shoots and everything I'm doing. If that's something y'all want to see, you know, let it be known in the comments. Let me see it. It's just a little bit more motivation, you know what I'm saying, to actually to do. Make sure you join the members only program on YouTube. I'm going to be dropping the vlogs probably a week earlier there, maybe not a week, maybe like 3 days earlier there, so I can get their reaction and they can let me know what they like added or taken away from those videos, or, you know, and it can be constructive. But that's what that members only program is going to be structured around. I know I haven't been the best about members only, but I'm trying to be more active. If you're in the Instagram, you know, conversation, if you are in the Instagram loving conversation and we talk, I know I flash in and flash out. Like I said, there's a lot going on, but I always want to encourage people to be respectful, be courteous, and knowing that other people are just here because they love as well. And there's enough love to go around. I got love for everybody. There's a bunch of events I have planned coming up soon. I'm supposed to be releasing the dates of these events, but they're still under construction. I got so much going on. I'm so, so excited for you guys to see these journals. I sat there and like handcrafted and made for you guys. If you're interested in that, make sure you drop it in the comments. Let me know. Subscribe, like, leave a comment. Thank you, thank you, thank you for everybody who's tuned in and showed so much love. And peace out.